Hi, my name is Lita, and I'm a young Aris radio reporter. We just came from the Welsh visit here at Red Cross. We were actually excited to see the Welsh rugby team. The Welsh team went into the hospital and donated toys to the children here at Red Cross. And when they came out of the hospital, the media, the parents of the patients, the healthcare workers were like taking pictures, wanting to take pictures with the players. And I think today's event was very nice. This was my first time doing this event, and I was quite nervous, but I got through it.
I'm Connor, and I am a young RX radio reporter. So today was filled with fun and excitement, and for some of us, nerves. The Welsh rugby team came to visit the Red Cross Children's Memorial Hospital, and it was a very exciting day because I was one of the reporters to cover this event. We also met Anthony Phillipson. He's the British High Commissioner to South Africa. I got to interview him, and today was just special for me because I've never met rugby players up close like this. I got a few signatures on my rugby ball, so I'm also very happy about it. I wish that we could have done more interviewing with the players and the staff, but at least we got to see them today, and we have a very nice interview with Anthony Phillipson. Today was a special day. A few of the Welsh players came to visit the special hospital, as well as the British High Commissioner to South Africa, Anthony Phillipson. Now I have a few questions to ask Anthony. Can you please introduce yourself?
So my name is Anthony. I'm the British High Commissioner, which means I'm representing the British government here in South Africa, and I've been here for about a year.
How do you feel knowing the Welsh rugby team took the time to visit the special hospital?
Well, I think it's brilliant that they took the time, and walking around the wards with them and seeing the reaction from the kids, they were just really excited to see them. And these kids are going through some really tough times, and also the staff put in so much work looking after them. So to be able to bring someone like the Welsh rugby team to come and say hello and take photos and hand out teddy bears, I think is just really uplifting. And I think it's a testament as well to the importance of sport in the community. And you know, our professional sports teams, both of course here in South Africa and across the whole of the UK, you know, they're highly elite athletes, but they will always take time to go and engage with their communities because it's where they came from in the first place.
Do you think this was a successful visit?
I thought it was brilliant. I think it's also part of a very successful tour by the Welsh rugby team. And, you know, one game each as we head in towards the decider in Cape Town on Saturday. I think it's just going to be a fantastic occasion. I was lucky enough to be at the game in Pretoria, and the atmosphere inside the stadium, full stadiums for the first time since the onset of the pandemic, watching rugby live was just absolutely electric.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
I'd just like to say thank you very much indeed for taking the chance to say a few words to me and ask me some questions, and all the very best to both of you as you develop your career as journalists. Thank you.
I'm Connor, and I am reporting for RX Radio.
I'm Lita, and I'm reporting for RX Radio.